Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I would like to congratulate you for the Feast of the Nowruz. And between the Nowruz and the Feast of the Cross, we used to pray in the joyful tune. So that you'll notice today that we are going to pray in the joyful tune, like Kyrie Eleison and all the responses of the deacon inside the altar and outside the altar is going to be in the joyful tune. So we are living in a joyful time, and I hope that everyone can invest this period of time to improve his relationship with God. Because we have many nationalities here, I will try to say my sermons in English and in Arabic. I'm going to take a verse from the Gospel reading from the book of John, chapter 10, and I'm going to make it the basis of my homily today. This verse is saying, "No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son." النهاردة في آية بتقول لا يعرف من هو الابن إلا الأب ومن يعرف ولا يعرف الأب إلا الابن. We will try to understand this verse, because most of the homilies can cover the spiritual dimensions, but we need to cover also the theological dimension of the divinity of Christ. So today the homily is going to be a theological one. النهاردة العزة هتكون لاهوتية بطريقة مبسطة، بحيث إنه العزات بتاعتنا ما تكونش كلها روحية، بس لن تكون روحية زائد لاهوتية، وممكن كمان تكون عقائدية. يعني لو رحنا لإنجيل عشية امبارح، إنجيل عشية we will find that the Lord Jesus Christ healed the mother-in-law of Simon in the vesper of yesterday. And it contains also a doctrinal aspect. It is not the time to mention all of this, but I'm going to concentrate about the theology of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit today. So I'm going to read the verse again. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son. I'm going to mention 4 points in this homily, and then I'm going to conclude by a quote from Pope Cyrillus VI, our pillar of faith. I'm going to say the quote in the Arabic, but I'm going to request maybe Dr. Bahagat to translate it from Arabic to English. The first point I would like to mention about this verse: Jesus Christ declared the Father to us. No one sees God, no one saw God, and it's not in our ability to see God. But Jesus Christ, when He was incarnated and became a man like us, He declared the God, the Father, for us. I'm going to ask Father Moses, if possible, to can project some verses which I'm going to say in the screen. In John chapter 1, verse 18, John chapter 1, verse 18, we read, "He has declared Him." But this is the most important point I want to concentrate about here, about this verse. But let me read the whole verse. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. He has, John chapter 1, verse 18. He has declared the Father to the humanity. How the Son declared the Father to us? Very simple. The Father is a creator for human being and for the universe. And the Lord Jesus Christ declared the Father by His creation to us. He created the eyes for the blind man. He got no eyes. And also He proves that He is the creator of the universe. When the disciple was in the sea, and the wind were very strong, and were about to destroy the ship, He stood and has His control and His divine authority on the wind. He is the creator of the wind. He is the creator of everything. So He declared the Father through doing the works of the Father on earth. This is point number one. Point number two, Jesus Christ our Lord is the way to the Father. He declared the Father, but declaration is not enough. He said, I am the way to the Father. No one can know or reach or know the Father except through me, through Jesus Christ. And here I would like to prove this statement by reading John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus our Lord is the way to know the Father. He said to Thomas, St. Thomas, in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, to St. Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So the people who are thinking that they can know the Father without knowing Jesus Christ or through Him, they will not reach this knowledge by all means. How can we reach the Father through the Son? How can we do this? Because He said, you cannot go to the Father except through me. You can reach the Father through the Son by the sacraments that the Son was established in the church. For example, if a woman have a baby, have a new baby born, and this baby is not Christian now, so if this baby want to know the Father, he must be baptized in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. That means the sacrament of baptism. If you want to know the Father through Jesus Christ, you need to partake of the Holy Communion, the sacrament of Eucharist. Jesus Christ said, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will be abide me and I in you. I'm going to give you eternal life, like the Father used to do to the people. So, we can know the Father through the sacraments that the Lord Jesus Christ said in the church, and we have seven sacraments in the church. I mentioned only two, but it's not the time to mention all of them. But you can know the Father through the sacraments that Jesus Christ established and the apostles. Also, you can know the Father through the means of grace that Jesus Christ said to the human beings, like prayer, fasting, serving the Lord, being a good model. And other means of grace. Jesus Christ set this foundation, our Lord, to the people. When they fast, they will know God. When they pray, they will know God the Father. And a great example for this amazing one is Moses the prophet. Moses the prophet saw the burning bush, right? And the burning bush is a symbol of the incarnation of Christ from St. Mary, because she bore Jesus Christ without him burning her with his divinity, like the burning bush. But at the same time, Moses the prophet When he saw the sun, he went to the mountain and fasted. I'm talking about the means of grace. And fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And he received the Ten Commandments. So the means of grace are the things that can let us know the Father through the Son. The point here, you need to have a life of prayer, a life of fasting, a life of serving people, others, a life of being a good model. Time is short. Time is short. St. Paul said to the church of Ephesus, chapter 5, verse 16, if you can read this verse with me, you are going to invest the rest of your time praying, fasting, serving the Lord, being a good model. St. Paul said, 5:16, then you walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeem your time. You redeem your minute. Redeem your life, because time is life. If you lose your time, you are going to lose your life. How can I redeem my days? Redeeming the time. How can I redeem the time? Manage your time. Be a good Christian. Not Christian in name. And try to fast, to pray, to partake of the Holy Communion. Try to be a good man. Serve the Lord. The field of the service is very wide. It is open for everyone. Not only the priest, the bishop, the servant, the deacons can serve. No, everyone can serve. But under the guidance of the church authority. Point number three, Jesus Christ our Lord is one with the Father. As we read in John chapter 10, verse 30. John chapter 10, verse 30. He is one with the Father. As we read this verse, I and my Father are one. But one in what? أنا وأبي واحد. واحد في إيه؟ هنشوف دي في النقطة الأخيرة. I and my Father are one. أنا وأبي واحد في الجوهر اللاهوتي. In the divine essence, we are one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me give you an example. This is Angelo. I would like to thank Angelo for carrying the serpent. But Angelo is a man and has inside him spirit. He has a body, the spirit, and the mind. But when we call Angelo, we didn't call Angelo, hello, the mind of Angelo. We cannot say hello, the spirit, to the spirit of Angelo, hello to the body of Angelo. No, we say hello Angelo, and Angelo will say, how are you? Everything is good. But the three are in one. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are in one essence. Wahid fil gawhar illahuti. You cannot separate the Father from the Son, from the Holy Spirit, from the divine essence. And because of this, the Father is one with the Son. في بعض الآيات في أعمال الرسل ممكن تتعبنا شوية إن السيد المسيح يقول الذي أقامه الله من الأموات. طب إزاي الله يقيم المسيح بل مقي المسيح الآن ما عندوش قوة يقيم نفسه؟ لا، هو عنده سلطة يقيم نفسه. ما تاخدش الآية دي لوحديها، لا، خد الآية دي مع الآيات التانية. لي سلطان أن أضعها ولي سلطان أن أخذها أيضا. يبقى عرفنا الآب والابن واحد في الجوهر اللاهوتي. Last point, number four. He who sees the Son sees the Father. اللي عايز يشوف الأب وعايز يشوف واحد عايز يشوف الله الأب يشوف الله الابن. He who sees the Son sees the Father. John chapter 14 verse 9. He who seen me, Jesus Christ said, he who seen me, who has seen me, he who has seen me has seen the Father. But the Father, we cannot see the Father. لا اللي حيرى الله الأب في شخص الله الابن حيرى في أعماله. يعني أعمال الابن حترينا أعمال الأب. لاهوت الابن حيورينا لاهوت الأب. So our faith in the Holy Trinity, we believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. يبقى ممكن تشوف ربنا الله الآب في أعمال الله الابن. ممكن تشوف ربنا الله الآب في معجزات الله الابن. مين يقدر يقيم موته؟ واحد مات، مين يقدر يقيمه؟ إلا الله الآب. بس الله الابن أقام لعازر من الموت، أقام ابنة يايروس وابن أرملة نايين. يبقى بنرى الله الآب في شخص الله الابن من خلال أعمال الله الابن ومن خلال لاهوت الله الابن. أنا آسف المحاضرة اللاهوتية، بس كان لازم نثبت إيماننا في البلد أو الظروف الصعبة اللي احنا بنعيش فيها هذه الأيام. Let me conclude by reading a quote from the pillar of faith, Pope Cyril, from the book of Pope Cyril in explaining the book of John, part 5, page 158. في كتاب حلو شرح إنجيل القديس يوحنا بواسطة القديس كورولوس عمود الدين، صفحة 158. الكتاب ده بيقول الآتي، خلي بالك يا بهجت عشان الحتة دي لو قدرت الترجمة يكون كويس. لأن وحدة الجوهر تجعل الأب يرى في الابن، والابن يرى في الأب. وحتى في حالتنا فإن جوهر الوالد يعرف من المولود منه. عايز أقول الحتة دي بس بدون إيه، يعني أتمنى إنها تكون مفهومة. جوهر الوالد يعرف في المولود منه. يعني إيه جوهر الوالد يعرف في المولود منه؟ ده الأستاذ فارس صح، وده ابنه أبانوب. معروف الابن من الأب إنه ده إنسان، ولد إنسان زيه. لما إنسان يولد هيولد إنسان زيه، لأنه جوهر واحد إنساني، طبيعة إنسانية. متفقين ولا إيه رأيكم؟ طيب الله يرى في الأب، يرى في الابن. حتى في الأمثلة العادية مش ممكن أي حيوان يولد حيوان تاني غيره. أقول بمثل، يعني لو افترضنا إنه في أسد ملك الغابة، الأسد لما يولد حيولد أسد صغير، بس مش حيولد غزالة، ولا إيه رأيكم؟ يبقى بنعرف الابن، بنعرف الأب بدون مقارنة، يعني بالتشابه من الوالد، الولد بتاعه. طب وبعد كده ايه؟ قديس كورولوس بيقول لو ان وحدة الجوهر تجعل الاب يرى في الابن والابن يرى في الاب. وحتى في حالتنا فان جوهر الوالد يعرف في المولود منه، لان الجوهر الانساني. وايضا جوهر الطفل يعرف في والده، يعني بص لأبانوب ده إنسان هنعرف جوه الوالده هيكون إنسان، ولو شفنا الأسد الصغير يبقى ده جوهر والده هيكون أسد كبير. طيب، لأن نوع الطبيعة واحد في الجميع وجميعهم واحد في الطبيعة، وبما أن ليس هناك سوى ألوه واحدة، في إله واحد فقط في الآب والابن والروح القدس، لذلك نقول إن الآب يرى في الابن والابن يرى في الآب. أنا آسف يا بهجة، أنا نفسي العربي أخذت وقت عشان أفهمها، لكن لو حبيت ترجمها يكون كويس أو تخليها بعد القداس سابت، لأنها هي شوية يعني كان لاهوت، فكر لاهوت كبير. اللي أنا عايز أثبته حاجة بسيطة، خلوا بالكم لما واحد يقول لك إزاي المسيح إلهنا يتصلب، في إله بيموت، في إله بيأكل، في إله بينام. لا، خلي بالكم، بدك إله المتجسد اللي ممكن يأكل وينام ويموت عشان يدينا الفداء. الله قادر أن يعطينا نعمة وبركة حتى نستطيع أن نعبد الثالوث القدوس الآب والابن والروح القدس بكل كرامة.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.